Hey guys, Tyler Watson here. Thanks for joining me on Impact to Income, and today I'm going to teach you how to do whatever it takes. So get ready, hop on board, because I'm about to tell you a story that'll rock your life. And it deals with an ancestor of mine who really does what it takes. So my ancestor's name is the Black Stranger, and he was known, he was a Danish Viking coming to go to save Ireland at this Battle of Cantarf. And he had a, there was a thing that happened where it was like a race. And he was like, okay, the first person to touch this part of Ireland actually gets to claim it and be king and ruler over it. So my ancestor gets excited and he's like, okay, well, in that case, you know, I'm going to do this. And he gets it in his head. And so there's a race. Him and tons of other Vikings, they set sail to go see who's the first that's going to touch this land. So he's going and he's going. And I'm sure in his head, he's like, I want to be king more than ever. I want this land. I want this land. And he's thinking about all the good things that he wants. And he probably has this amazing vision. And then this Viking determination of like, I am going to do whatever it takes and nobody's going to stop me. And back then, when it came to legal, moral, and ethical, I think it's a little different than what we think now. So in his mind, he's probably like, all right, I'm just going to do whatever it takes, regardless of how I have to do it. And he's going and going and going, and he finds himself losing. He's actually behind someone else, and they're fixing to come to the place where if they touch it, the first person to touch it, it's going to be king on it, going to master this, going to become the ruler. And so what he does is, I'm sure with this just Viking determination, he takes his battle axe in his right arm, right hand. He lifts it up, puts his left hand on the top of his ship, on the side of his ship, and chops down and severs his left hand. Just cuts the thing clean off. And knowing what he knows, and he's like, I'm going to do this. He reaches down, grabs his left hand, the one that he just severed, rears back and chunks it, throws it as far as he can, and his hand hits the land before these other people get there. And he actually becomes king, and he actually starts to, you know, rule that land. And I think to myself sometimes, as I'm a coach and speaker and going out and doing things, like, what gives me that innate ability just to go do it, regardless of fear, frustration? I think back and I want to honor my ancestor for this, because it is a mindset. And he did whatever it took. So much that he chopped off his left hand. Are you crazy? Like, that's just nuts. And I think to myself, and sometimes I get worried. I used to get worried about going and talking to people. Are you for real? What kind of fears are we facing today? So if you get scared in your life as you're trying to make your impact and create an income, remember my ancestor. If you don't have the courage to do what it takes, as long as it's legal, moral, and ethical, fun, and intelligent. Now, don't go chopping off your arm or anything. But as long as it's in those bounds, do whatever it takes to achieve your goal. And if you can have it so ingrained in your mind that nothing is going to stop you, even if your circumstances defy all logic and say you can't do it, think outside the box, make it happen, and do what it takes. Next time, think about my ancestor and own it. Do whatever it takes. So thanks for joining me today. And go out, do whatever it takes. If you haven't subscribed to the show, do so. Check out our website, thefreedomcatalyst.com, if you haven't got plugged in. And start learning. Start becoming so you can go and master your goals.